Yes, it was sad, really, because they could have got some good things. Mm. And the Mendy mask here I got from a young fellow who came in carrying it under his arm. And I didn't know, I hadn't had one like that at all. I remember sitting that on the floor and looking at it from every angle and thinking, what is this that I bought from him? Is it good of its kind? Or, you know, it was fascinating to me. And I sold that to the Australian National Gallery. Douglas Newton says it's the best one in the world.
Good heavens.
Best one in the world.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Amazing, yeah.
Well, you must have a natural eye for things like that.
Well, I don't know. It's just, I'm rather fascinated by the exotic, I think.
Yes.
I put on an exhibition called Exotic Art at one stage in the Argus Gallery and borrowed things from people from everywhere.
It seems, Ruth, that your eye led you before your academic knowledge developed.
Oh, yes,
you just
it
had
did.
This instinctive taste for.
And no sort of commercial know-how, really, at all. How I kept on the right side of the ledger, I don't know. I did. I didn't make a fortune, but, you know, it was interesting.
Did you find it difficult to build up that reservoir of knowledge, you know, from...
I think it just sort of filtered through.
I see.
You
bit
know,
by
bit,
you
yeah, bit by bit,
yes.
Yes. That you, because you had the things, you tried to find out something about them.
It's a great way of learning, isn't it?
It is.
The objects
it
there.
Is, yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised that no collectors developed a taste for it and built up private collections.
Well, I think that the collectors, such as they are or were able to go up to New Guinea themselves.
Ah.